The Lord's Prayer, Chapter 26, The Amen. Amen. There is probably no other word of importance in the language that is used with less thought as to its meaning than the word Amen. It is used in prayer by all Christian people, no matter what their nation or language, and it is worthy of note that it is used only in Christian worship. Yet to most it probably means little, if anything, more than a sign to indicate that prayer is ended. True, there is so much knowledge of its meaning that it is often used as an expression of assent to what is prayed or spoken by others, yet in the main people use it as the close of a prayer, much as though they would say, "Now I have finished." The word itself is simply the Hebrew root signifying to be firm or established. It conveys the idea of stability and certainty. As a noun, we find it signifying foundation, and in one form of the verb it signifies to believe, as in the statements, "Abraham believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness," and "Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believes shall not make haste." The words "believe" and "believes" are from the Hebrew word "amen," which in the form here used signifies to build upon, thus holding the root idea. To believe in God is to build upon him as a sure foundation. "Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. In him are all the promises of God. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us." Therefore whoever accepts and follows his words is said to build on the rock. "Therefore whoever hears these sayings of mine, and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." Everything depends on Christ, for he upholds all things by the word of his power. "For in him were all things created, in the heavens and upon the earth, things visible and things invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things have been created through him, and unto him, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist." Read now. "These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God." Christ is the Amen, the sure foundation, because he is all creation's source and supporter. When we pray in faith, and the prayer of faith is the only real prayer, we pray in the name of Christ. For the promise is that when we ask anything in his name, we shall receive it. If we do not ask in the name of Jesus, we have no promise of receiving anything, because to ask in his name is simply to ask for only such things as God has promised in Christ. It is to ask according to the will of God, and not according to our own fancies. When we pray in such a manner, then we may be as sure of receiving the things we ask for as we are that God lives. Then we have a right to the word Amen. The man who doubts when he prays, who is not sure that he is asking according to the will of God, and who doesn't know whether or not he will receive the things that he has prayed for, has no right to close his petition with the word Amen. His prayer is simply an experiment, and for him to say Amen is to take the name of the Lord in vain, for Amen is one of the Lord's titles. He who uses the word Amen understandably closes his prayer in a tone of triumphant confidence. He has already the thing asked for. "For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." The Lord as universal King possesses all things. He has all power, and it is his glory to do deeds of kindness. And therefore we are sure of our requests, as we are that Christ is the eternal foundation. Amen. "So it shall be," is what we say, because Christ, the Amen, is the one in whom all things are. As long as the sun and moon endure, so long we know that his word of promise is sure. The Christian is the only one who has this confidence. The heathen cannot know the word, for they are without Christ, having no hope, and without God in the world. Truly, their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges.